Time to go again to the A Moment of Science mailbag. A listener writes, "Dear A Moment of Science, I keep hearing a lot about the potential for turning grasses into ethanol fuel. Is this happening?"
Good question. So first, it's true there's a lot of interest in cellulosic ethanol, that is, fuel made from plants not used for food. And it's also true that scientists have been experimenting with different grasses as potential fuel crops.
Right, but we're not talking about the kind of grass in your average lawn. Scientists are mainly interested in tall grasses that grow quickly, like Miscanthus giganteus. It's a large perennial grass native to Japan that grows to about 13 feet. What's interesting about Miscanthus is that you can grow a lot of it on a relatively small parcel of land. For example, a typical acre of corn produces around 750 gallons of ethanol, but an acre of Miscanthus produces more than 3,200 gallons.
So why aren't we using Miscanthus to make biofuel right now?
Because scientists still don't know enough about the best way to grow and harvest Miscanthus, or the most efficient way to process it into biofuel. Some European countries burn Miscanthus alongside coal in power plants. But the bigger goal is to use Miscanthus to make liquid fuel. Right now, though, the process is too expensive.
But one day, Miscanthus could be an important energy crop.
Right. Given all of the scientific attention being paid to Miscanthus, it may not be long before we're filling our tanks with gas made from grass.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more Moments of Science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. For A Moment of Science, I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.